Om Shanti. Thank you very much for being punctual and creating suitable atmosphere. This shows clearly that there is an improvement in your own practice, you know, when each one of us have attention on ourselves and when we check our practices, naturally a lot of energy is saved, and that energy makes our intellect clear, and so we are able to think and do the right actions. So I'm sure all of you are continuing to practice all the exercises we have been having so far in your own way, in the daily life, according to your timetable. So today we will take up one interesting topic. Jayanti Ben touched on it a little bit. Mansa Seva. Of course, if translated, service through the mind. But if we can understand Hindi word, it's much better. Mansa Seva. That means service of the mind. Only when I serve my mind, the mind can be manmanabhav. That means serve others. Unless I have served my mind, mind is not ready to serve others. And so, some of the requirement that's necessary for preparing the mind to serve the self and serve others is first of all to always have elevated thoughts for all. That means good thinking for the self and good wishes for others. That is elevated thought. And thoughts must be selfless, and let there be the feeling of being a bestower. And secondly, I have to allow my mind to be in solitude. Solitude has two meanings. One is to go into the depth of one, that is ekant. The other is also living in the midst of chaos. I am totally detached. Nothing and no one can affect me. And also concentration of my mind so that I am able to experience the depth. One important aspect is the feelings of world benefit. The feelings of world benefit must be merged in each thought. And I keep the souls of the whole world in my awareness. It's like, you know, the whole world is merged in my awareness, so it becomes easy to send out the feelings of good wishes. And also, I need to pack up all my thoughts and become a senseful. Only then I will have the power in my thoughts, and that power can reach like the laser. Constant clear connection with Baba And two important things is to take the pledge of staying in introversion and stability. These aspects will help me prepare my mind to serve myself and serve others. The best method to serve through the mind, just like we give message through lips to others, so we invoke souls, we speak the knowledge, in the same way, we invoke souls, we invoke Baba through our mind and send out those feelings. So that is why purity is the priority. Without purity of mind, my mind is not ready to serve others. And the best time for service through the mind is definitely at Amrit Vela and at the time of dusk, that is after sunset. Why? Because these two times there is less pollution in the atmosphere. So other times the atmosphere is polluted with many other thoughts. People are thinking all the time, the mind is active. But these two times seems to be less pollution, mental pollution. So my thoughts filled with that good wishes and pure feelings can travel and touch others. So the most important thing is definitely that I need to have the stillness of my mind, peace in my mind, because if I have conflict within myself, I will not be able to, I am not serving my mind first of all. So my mind is not ready to serve others. So what we will do today is the first exercise is to prepare our mental introvert craft, just like we say aircraft. So we prepare our introvert craft, because the power of thought can work like mental aircraft in which you can travel to distances beyond limits. And so what I would like to request you is sit, don't write anything, sit straight with your eyes open. Lal light karna music. And so now when we begin this exercise, again the cooperation is that we can all create the same thoughts at the same time, so we have the same atmosphere in our aircraft, so we can fly individually but together. Chalo karo. So this is the first exercise in preparation for our introvert aircraft to serve the mind. Then we will serve others. I take myself away from all other thoughts except being here right now. Be here in the present. Be aware of the sounds in this room. be in the now. Feel the atmosphere in this room. Feel the energy. Feel the stillness. I absorb the stillness of the room. I send out vibrations of stillness. Listen to the stillness. Feel the stillness empowering you. I turn off all the switches to this body now. My mind is quiet. My mind is still. I stay in this stage of stillness. Feeling the energy. Filling my whole being. In this stillness, I also experience the depth I am totally inside. Just the awareness of being a tiny point of light, radiating light, enjoy these moments. myself. That's the point. Be instrument of God. To share this light and love with my brothers and sisters in my global family, the world. So slowly, make a circle of 5 small circles, holding on to that stillness. Those who are sitting in the chair, remain seated. Those who are on the floor, just make a circle of 5. Turn and make a circle of 5 quietly. Without losing, without talking, without disturbing the stillness of the room. Because we are going to extend this stillness and silence to invoke souls and give and share this Baba's love and light. As I sit here in silence, I visualize the world on the screen of my mind. In the center of the circle, you see the world globe. Too many people inhabiting my world. I can see the sad condition of the world from up above. People are searching for peace, looking for truth. I, the soul, I emerge deep feelings of love, compassion and mercy. And these thoughts emerge naturally. Hey souls, you are my brothers. We belong to one family. You have been calling out to God. Now God is calling you. He is here now. I want to share the love, peace, happiness I have received from God with my brothers. You should also receive the same. Take this inheritance from God now. With these unlimited feelings, I lift my consciousness beyond and see myself as a tiny point with Baba, the Supreme Light, and spread these unlimited feelings in the entire world. Together with the Supreme Light, I am sending out this unlimited feeling of love, of peace to my world, the family. I am light. I absorb light from the ever-lit light. I spread light. I am light. I absorb light from the ever-lit light. And I radiate light. I stay in this awareness and let these rays reach out and touch the hearts of souls down below. Slowly, I, as a being of light, I descend into my body of light. I am double light. I am an angel. And I see in front of me the angelic presence of Brahma Baba. And I hold Baba's hands together with Baba, I stand up in the circle, hold Baba's hand in your double light form, the hands of the angelic Brahma Baba in the subtle regions, and listen to Baba's voice speaking to you. Child, look down below as I look down into this blue-green planet together with Bap Dada from the region of white light. I see clearly all the souls revealing their thirsty for peace through their eyes. Baba says, child, give drishti to these souls down below from the subtle regions together with Bap Dada. As I look at those souls, a deep feeling of compassion and forgiveness fills my mind. Through my drishti, I share this feeling of deep peace, power and love to thirsty souls who are calling out for peace. Three rays are emerging from my angelic form. The ray of power from my forehead, reaching to the soul down below, empowering them. The rays of peace and love from my both angelic eyes, mellow eyes, touches the souls down below. Rays of power, peace and love reaching down below to the planet Earth and the inhabitants, and I can see the faces of the souls changing. I see myself holding the angelic form of Brahma Baba in my angelic form, sharing these rays that emerges naturally from within to my family. my world. As our rays of peace, love, power envelops the world, the world, the people feel satisfaction. Now I allow myself to look into Baba's eyes in my angelic form. In front of me, the angelic form of Bab Dada. I spend a few seconds enjoying this drishti. And as I take leave from Bab Dada, I return to this physical costume. And slowly, I take my seat. So slowly, take your seat in the corporeal world. And the next exercise is very powerful if we practice it accurately. There is always some souls within Brahmin family or in the Laukic family with whom we have karmic accounts to settle. And because of the karmic accounts, sometimes there is not the harmony of sanskaras. Instead, there is conflict. So sometimes we cannot settle that karmic accounts through talk, to sit and clarify things in words. It may not be possible. If it is possible, that's fine. But where the words doesn't work, the power of silence works. Because the power of silence has that magic to melt the hardest hearts. Because that silence is filled with love. So it is possible that when my mind, especially attitude in my mind, is filled with good wishes and pure feelings, genuine, then you can transform the attitude of another soul towards you without saying a single word. Even if that soul is not staying with you physically, but you can serve souls. But of course, for that I need to make sure that I don't have any waste thought about any activity of that soul. Then only my good wishes, pure feelings will reach them. You know, once somebody asked Dadi Janki, I keep sending good wishes to a particular person, but that person never changes. So I get tired. So I start the same interaction. So Dadi said one beautiful thing. The reason is that your attitude has not changed. So the person is only receiving what is in your attitude, not your feelings. So it is important that I change attitude is mental outlook. Your mental outlook should change. Then your good wishes will reach. So it's energy that is traveling. And so it is possible. So first of all, it should be selfless without any expectation. And second thing is, it should be consistent. Because sometimes we may have accounts with some souls over a period of so many years, so many births. So it may take longer time. I know, Dadi Janki never give up on any soul. And some souls may have come back to her after 20 years, saying, "Thank you, Dadi, for having good wishes for me." that soul may be criticizing, insulting, disrespecting, but Dadi never gave up. So that means there is that genuine feeling of love for that soul. So what we will do is, we will just experiment today, visualizing on the screen of our mind person or persons who have negative attitude towards me and towards whom I have negativity. It's always mutual. It cannot be one way. So we just visualize just for a few seconds that person who has negative feelings, negative attitude towards me, and I also have negative attitude, and how we can lift our consciousness, talk to that soul in thoughts. Because you can't talk to that soul face to face because you are not in good relationship. So you visualize that soul and talk to that soul, and if that exercise is done consistently at the same time, in the same place, maybe over a period of time, sometimes we say 21 days or 36 days, any time you fix, and you keep doing it without expectation, it will definitely work. And so we will just experiment today. So you just sit straight and you can visualize that person or persons, whatever, on the screen of our mind just for a few seconds. I visualize on the screen of my mind the person who have negative attitude towards me. Firstly, I begin to look at all the good qualities. I begin to look at all the good qualities in that soul. I appreciate in my heart all the specialities in that soul. I begin to converse through vibrations and feelings. You are a very special soul. you have many specialties. Baba has chosen you for an important task. We are all effort makers. We all do mistakes. I have made many mistakes for which I need to ask for forgiveness. When I am forgiven, I feel the relief. So let us not keep any mistake. Let us forgive each other and forget the past. I see myself looking into the eyes of that soul with the feelings of forgiveness, compassion, and love from my heart. My heart is released from any kind of resentment. We see ourselves coming closer in our thoughts. The past is left behind. And a new hope of lamp is ignited. And I see myself embracing from my heart as a sign of forgiveness. I shower that soul with lots of good wishes, lots of pure feelings and blessings. Which cleanses all the negativity and bring in freshness, newness. I merge this scene and I move beyond this scene. And I see myself sitting face to face with Baba, expressing the gratitude for allowing me to have this power of forgiveness feelings of benevolence, which can turn an enemy into a friend. As I exercise my mind to realize my own mistakes, admit my own mistake, forgive myself, it is easy to forgive others. And together we create pure feelings that strengthens the atmosphere. Together we become instruments of God to serve the world selflessly. Usually, this exercise, you can do it after you have finished white light, after you have finished your Amrit Vela. You know, don't mix up Amrit Vela, because Amrit Vela is my personal inheritance from Baba. So first I must sit with Baba and take my inheritance. But if I really want to experiment with the power of my mind, power of my thoughts, then I spend extra 10 minutes or 15 minutes. I just need to visualize that soul only for a few seconds and merge. And then with Baba, I send out that good wishes. So if we do it over a period of time, whatever duration of time you may fix, 16 days or 21 days or whatever, and you will see the energy going with that same feeling, it actually transforms the other soul. Because I have experimented and we have seen the practical proof of this experiment. You know, even the elements of matter can be transformed with the power of silence. Like, you know, they have experimented these days, if a person who thinks positive takes care of a plant, the plant grows faster. If you talk to the plant with the positive feelings, they catch the vibrations. But of course there is no soul in the plant, but they have a chemical substance that can catch the vibrations. So if the plant can respond to the positive vibrations, why not human beings? But we have to be genuine. If there is any expectation, if there is any selfishness, it doesn't go. So I have to, that is why, first of all, I have to serve my mind, make my mind qualified, so that I become a good transmitter. See, if you want to become a good mind server, you have to be a good transmitter. So that means you should not have any waste thought, any negative thought, any impure thought. So when you become a good transmitter, others can receive. And when Baba says sometimes, can you not hear the call of the devotees? Yeah? Why don't we hear the call of the devotees? We are not good receivers. They are calling for peace, they are calling for power, they are calling for love. And we have that in plenty, and they are calling for it. So if you hear the call, only then you can give them. So each one of us have to become a good transmitter and a receiver. So now we are going to have an exercise called transmitter-receiver exercise. So I would like to ask you to face 1 and 2 row face each other, 3 and 4 face each other, 5 and 6 face each other. That will be your partner, the one who is opposite. Now here, yeah, in line, Dilwala temple. Okay, each one should have a partner. Because this is a receiver-transmitter exercise. So make sure that everybody has a partner opposite to you. You can come little bit closer if you want. Thoda keh do. Iska main bajati hu music, aap nahi bajana. Okay? Everybody has a partner. Please move this side. Make sure that you have a partner. No, nobody is short. Just move so that there are extra people there. Move this side. Because you understand English, right? So it should not be difficult, what I'm saying. Everybody should have a partner. Now, see the number one line. Sorry, we start from here. Number one is going to be the transmitter first. Number three will be the transmitter. And number five will be the transmitter. Number seven, transmitter. So when we begin the exercise, I will give you a signal in the form of music. You can begin to transmit. So what you are going to transmit, you choose any power, any virtue, peace, love, happiness. You don't have to say anything, but you have to transmit in such a way through the expression on your face, through your drishti. The receiver should receive it. So you have to keep your eyes open, both of you. You can come a little bit closer if you want. So that you are really transmitting directly to the person in front of you. So you choose whichever, you don't have to say, you choose the power, virtue that you want to transmit. So when we begin the first music, the transmitters, 1, 3, 5, 7. The rest of you can manage yourself because I can't say anything with extra people who are sitting at the back. So you will be the transmitter. I will play the music that is the beginning for transmission. Now, after that there will be silence. You keep on transmitting that virtue or power to the person in front of you. When the second music comes on, then the receivers will become the transmitters. That means 2, 4, 6, 8. They will begin to transmit and the other one will begin to receive. Is it clear? Yeah? It's simple. It's not difficult. So we want to check ourselves. You know, sometimes we think we are serving through the mind, but nothing is reaching, nothing is coming. So we will just experiment for a few minutes. So be alert, be attentive, and you don't have to say anything. As I play the music, the transmitters will begin to transmit. And the second music, the receivers will become the transmitter. And the third music, you stop. Then I will tell you what you have to do. Okay? Are you ready? This is for the transmitter to transmit whatever they want to transmit. any virtue, any power, until the music is on, when the receiver will begin to do the same thing. Now come close to each other and let the first receiver share what they received. The transmitter should not say anything. The receiver should say what they received, whether it is right or not. And then later you can share what you received. Om Shanti. For my own information, I want to ask, how many of you received the right transmission? How many of you received the right transmission? Wow, very good. Huh? Very good. Received the right transmission? See, there is the reason why you don't receive the right transmission. Say even in the radio station or television, you know, they are transmitting, the transmitter is transmitting the right one, but your radio, your television not receiving. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Because there is something not right in the equipment. It's not in tune, or another reason is there is a disturbance in the atmosphere, the weather. It's not good. So you get little bit of double sound or cracking sound. So here also what happens, if you are not having clear intellect, clarity and clear intellect, you cannot receive, because it's already something is there. So you cannot receive. So I have to make sure, even, you know, when Baba gives also touchings, but if your intellect is not clear, Maya interferes. And that is why we always say that even if you feel Baba give you touching, don't do accordingly. Because Maya is always watching to come and interfere. You see, sometimes you dial your number and somebody else is talking. Yeah? It double, yeah, no, physical phone also, you know, double voice you hear, so you have to put down the phone, you don't start talking at that time. So same thing happens, sometimes we think it is Baba talking, but it is Maya talking. So I must definitely confirm, even if you feel, it is possible that Baba can give some touching, but you should not put it into action until you verify from the seniors. Because Maya wants to deceive me, you see, at every step until the last moment in new forms. And if the seniors tells us, this is Maya, this is not Baba, finish, forget about it. Because if it is Baba's touching, it, you know, it will be automatically accepted by everyone. Because it is Baba is truth, isn't it? So I should not go on with my mind, you know, thinking it is Baba's touching and do accordingly. So this is why it is important to have clarity of intellect. And to have clarity of intellect, there should not be any duality. If the intellect is dual, you know, sometimes Manmat, sometimes Paramat, you cannot get the clear transmission. See, even when Bap Dada comes, every time you don't get clear transmission. Sometimes you get clear transmission, sometimes you don't. Because there is some disturbance. So, because see, you know, it has to reach to this impure world and impure body, you know, not completely pure soul. So, it has to be so clear. And if I want to be a good transmitter, because sometimes if there is something wrong in the transmission, the receiver cannot receive. So for that, my attitude is important. Because if I have anything in my attitude, even subtle weakness about the soul, I want to send good wishes, it won't reach. Yeah? So for becoming a good receiver, my attitude should be very, very elevated. Free from any kinds of past anything. Genuine attitude. And to receive, I must have clarity of intellect. So that is why Baba says, the last service is taking souls beyond with a glance. So anyone who comes in front of you, you understand what they need and they receive what they want. And that's it. So that means it is one of the preparations we make to become images that grants vision. So I can experiment, you know, in my own small way, that how my power of thought get materialized. And especially in Madhuban, I have many experiences, you know, like you want to tell something to someone or, you know, to do something, but next moment you see that person in front of you saying they have already done it. Means it is time saver, you see. So this is why I always tell people, now people use mobile for every little thing. So don't use your mobile unless you really need it. You use your mental telephone, wireless. You have a thought, let it reach others and they respond to you. Why not? Experiment, because in the end all these things are going to finish. It's not going to work anyway, you know. So especially if I want to transform, you know, even like serving the elements of matter, it is only through the power of silence. How you do that through the power of silence is, when you are totally in that experience of power of silence, you are embodiment of soul consciousness. And when you are embodiment of soul consciousness, you return to yourself. So when I return to myself, I send back the elements, atoms, to their center point. Now the elements are confused. You know, all these flood, earthquake, this is a sign of confusion. They have lost their center point. And now we have to return to ourselves. Now we are using our second nature. Body consciousness is our second nature. Instead of peace, we are having anger. So when I return to peace, I return the elements to their center point. And so then when all the elements reaches to their center point, then the atom will begin to move in a clockwise manner. Now the atom is moving in anti-clockwise. And that is why all these you know, destruction is taking place. So it is purification. When I return to my soul consciousness, I allow the soul elements to return. That is why Baba says, you cannot serve the elements of matter by giving 7 days course. Yeah? You only can serve them through the power of silence, because they are matter. But they can respond to your power of silence, provided that I am totally in soul consciousness. That is why Baba emphasized so much that first soul consciousness and then God consciousness. So we have to do it together. So like say World Meditation Day, now we are serving the world. What do we do on that day? It is not that you are thinking that I am sending vibration to Africa, I am sending a vibration to America, I am sending vibration to Europe. So that means you are grounded. You haven't started your flight. So what we need to do is, just in the beginning, for a few seconds, we visualize the globe of the world in front of us, as we did just now. and we visualize the situation of the world, and we emerge that merciful feelings, loving feelings, and wish whatever I have attained, all others should attain it. Okay? So then I merge that scene and I go with Baba and I plug my connection with the satellite. Okay? Because I plug my connection with Baba. So it is from Baba they will receive. I can't give. See, that is how the satellite transmission happens, you know. See, when Baba speaks here, first the voice goes to Miami. From Miami it is transmitted to our countries, you see. It doesn't come directly to your country. Because it has to touch the satellite and then transmit. So I have to connect myself with the satellite and with that immersed feelings, plug in. And then through Baba, it will reach them. So I don't even have to think I'm giving. So that means those souls are served genuinely. That's how we have to do. Even when I want to transform the sanskaras of another soul, just for that few seconds I immerse that soul and I immerse that feelings of love and that's it. And then I sit with Baba. So it's an extra meditation, that's all. So from Baba the energy reaches that soul. And then there is the transformation. And also genuine feelings that I immersed in my heart also touches. You understand? So this first of all is you have to serve your mind. And that is why Dadi has been telling us to become introvert. Be kind to your mind. Be friend to your mind. So that you are able to serve your mind. Prepare it. And then it is ready to serve others. Yeah? So, whilst you are for the next whatever time, try to experiment. Give assignment to yourself at different times, you know. We have many free times. All the exercises that you have learned. So, if you practice it here, when you go back to your places, then it is easier. Because today is going to be our last day. And from tomorrow we may have different scenes of the drama, we will see. So we will let you know this evening what will happen from tomorrow onwards. But until at least we have had the chance for 3 days here to enjoy this wonderful atmosphere, and I really appreciate it. All your enthusiasm to participate, but don't give up here. But when you go back to your places, even when you are wherever you may be, keep creating your own exercise, hourly stop, you know, the exercise of 3 forms, 5 forms. So then when Bab Dada comes and speaks and conducts the drill, it's easier. Okay, and those of you who wanted to get the CD, I think I have already mentioned, we have a CD called Yoga Experimentation. And another CD called 8 Windows to the Soul World, so that you can take it with you and you can use it in your centers and you can even use it here also, whenever you want. So, Om Shanti.